Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Pedden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spekshe. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Spekshe. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Petten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petten hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spekshe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Busby moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Jensen scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 3-0, Senators. Les Petten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petten is 0 for 1 in the game. Petten hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Senators, 3, Browns, 3. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Spekshe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Terwilliger is called out on strikes. One out. Les Pettin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettin is 0 for 2 in the game. Pettine takes first base on ball four. Specshea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pettine moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a line drive towards short. Hunter catches it and throws to second to double up Pettine. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Busby steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-2 in the game. Larson strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Shea covering. Safe. Groth moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Senators will come to bat. Les Pettin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pettin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Verbal pinch runs for Les Pettin. Spec Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 4 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Busby hits a pop-up towards the mound. Larson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Mickey Grasso now catching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dixie Upright pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Dixie Upright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upright strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.